Fifth, I wish I had known that sex is more than intercourse. By its very nature, sex is a bonding experience. It is the union of male and female in the most intimate way. It is not simply the joining of two bodies. It is the union of body, soul, and spirit. I think that is why the Christian faith and most other world religions reserve intercourse for marriage. It is designed to be the unique bonding experience that unites a husband and wife in a lifelong intimate relationship. If intercourse is viewed only as a way to relieve sexual tension or to experience a moment of sexual pleasure, it ceases to reach its designed purpose, and it eventually becomes a mundane act of selfishness. On the other hand, when intercourse is viewed as an act of love that expresses in the deepest possible way our commitment to each other, it leads to mutual sexual fulfillment. Sixth, I wish I had known that communication is the key that unlocks sexual fulfillment. In a culture that is saturated with explicit sex talk, I am constantly amazed at the couples who enter my counseling office who have never learned to talk about this part of their marriage. If they have tried to talk, it has often come across as condemnation and rejection. They have focused more on telling than they have on listening. The only way we can learn what is pleasurable or objectionable to the other is to listen as they choose to talk. None of us is a mind reader. That is why I've spent a great deal of my life encouraging couples to learn how to listen with empathy. Empathetic listening is listening with a view to discovering what the other person is thinking and feeling. What are their desires and frustrations? I have often encouraged young couples to ask this question once a month for the first 6 months of their marriage. What could I do or not do that would make the sexual part of the marriage better for you? Write down their answer and take it seriously. If you do this the first 6 months of marriage, you will be on the road to finding mutual sexual fulfillment. Number 7. I wish I had known that the past never remains in the past. In today's sexually open culture, many couples have been sexually active before marriage. The commonly held idea is that sexual experience before marriage better prepares you for marriage. All of the research indicates otherwise. In fact, the divorce rate among those who have had previous sexual experience is twice as high as those who have had no sexual experience before marriage. The reality is that previous sexual experience often becomes a psychological barrier in achieving sexual unity in marriage. Our culture is taught that sex before marriage is recreational, and that once you get married, you can simply wipe the slate clean, commit yourself to be sexually faithful to your spouse, and all will go well. However, it is not that easy to wipe the psychological slate clean. Couples often struggle with the desire to know their spouse's sexual history, and when they know, it sometimes becomes a memory that is difficult to erase. When it comes to marriage, something deep within the human psyche cries out for an exclusive relationship, and we are pained by the thought that our spouse has been sexually intimate with others. I believe it is far better to deal with past sexual experiences before marriage. When we are silent on this subject and enter marriage without discussing our past sexual activities, almost always the past has a way of erupting into the present. When this happens after marriage, the awareness of deception is often more difficult to overcome than the sexual activity itself. If knowing the truth about past sexual experiences does not help you find healing and acceptance before marriage, then my advice is to postpone the marriage while the two of you work through the issue with each other or perhaps with the help of a counselor. If ultimately you cannot find healing and acceptance of the past, then in my opinion, you would be wise to cancel your plans to get married. If you are struggling with this issue, I would encourage you to read The Invisible Bond, How to Break Free from Your Sexual Past, which will give you further help on how to process the past in a positive way. I hope the ideas I have shared in this chapter will help you enter marriage with a much more realistic view of how to find mutual sexual fulfillment. I have one final suggestion. During the first year of your marriage, read and discuss with each other a book on marital sex, such as Sheet Music by Kevin Lehman or Clifford and Joyce Penner's The Gift of Sex. talking it over. How would you describe the current cultural perspective on sex? 2. In what ways do you agree or disagree with this perspective? 3. Research indicates that couples who have sexual intercourse before marriage have a higher divorce rate than those who do not. Why do you think this would be true? 4. To what degree have you shared your sexual history with the person you are dating? 5. If you are seriously contemplating marriage, you may want to read The Gift of Sex by Clifford and Joyce Penner.